Hacks is back for season 3, and so is the official Hacks podcast. In each episode, Hacks creators Lucia Aniello, Paul W. Downs, and Jen Statsky speak with cast and crew members to unpack the Emmy-winning comedy series.
You'll hear Hannah Einbinder and Gene Smart speak to their on-screen dynamic, along with stories from the show's writer's room, on-set antics, and creating the world that Deborah and Ava inhabit. Watch Hacks, streaming exclusively on Max, and listen to the official Hacks podcast on Max or wherever you get your podcasts.
Can I rant for a sec?
Please.
Pay apps are way too public.
What happened?
Some rando hearted a payment from 5 months ago, and I realized people can see my entire history, who I'm paying, like full names. It's super weird.
Yeah, it's weird. How are you paying your friends then?
Apple Cash. It's all in messages. You can literally send cash like a text, and it stays between friends. Random people can't see it.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Shh.
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Terms apply.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Looking for some amazing TV to stream? Indulge yourself with the hits on Hulu you can't miss. Dive in with Barney, Ted, Robin, and the gang on How I Met Your Mother. All 9 seasons are now streaming on Hulu.
Then you can move to Modern Family, Schitt's Creek, and My Wife and Kids. We're talking every episode and every season of these shows. We're talking huge hits, streaming on Hulu, whenever you're in the mood.
Now we're talking.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like $1 million.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old rich man, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Kate Berlant.
I'm Jacqueline Novak.
And this is Poog, an ongoing conversation about wellness between two obsessive friends.
Two untamable intellects.
This is our hobby.
This is our hell.
This is our naked desire for free products.
This is Poog.
Today's topics?
Loosely speaking.
Pickling mania.
Template.
Katie and JN. Oh, hi.
Oh, hi. How's it
going? By the way, I just made a matcha. I'm drinking out of this mug, this sweet hag made for us. That, of
so
course,
pretty.
Here I go, not knowing the name of her. I mean,
well,
like, could that
show
be worse?
It and then we'll
here,
tag it.
We'll tag this. Look at this. It has a lammy on it, a bunny. It has such a great weight.
It's really
so
special.
Nice. A nice, heavy, a heavy, special mug.
It's really nice.
Mm.
Massaging the face.
I just took an emergency walk.
It's essential. Massaging the face.
I know.
I went down a path. I sent you someone.
Oh, yeah.
It just... I don't know, man. Just want everything released. All the muscles released.
It's amazing the pain of... Do you get... I just... On my walk just now, the wind was blowing and the pain in the ears was so...
Loud.
The cold blast of wind in the ears. Everyone was walking. I stopped.
Oh, outside?
I just had to stop and duck and cover. Yeah.
Are you serious? In Los Angeles?
I mean, it's a little dramatic, but yeah.
The cold air today?
It's sub-zero in LA
today.
It's shocking.
Yeah, it's big.
Have you left the house today?
Of course. I work out every morning.
Oh, that's right. Studio City. Yeah.
And I went into Air One in my Poog sweatshirt.
Oh, fuck yeah. What happened?
I was like...
Anything?
I felt like nothing. I felt like there was a moment where I was convinced someone was like fully aware. And then that moment passed quickly.
I've been stopped at Air One by hags.
Well, you're always recognized. I never am.
It's not true.
They see that mop top. Okay. They know. And they see the posture. I don't know. I'm a chameleon. Okay. I slip into, I don't know, something that just the people do not see.
I had my Poog water bottle on my walk.
That's good. I wonder.
So I saw, you never know who you might be catching.
You never know.
This is going to sound, I texted my friend. Do you know what Rocket Money is? You know what that
sounds
app?
Familiar.
So it's like an app.
A hideous picture of me in Air One. Okay, by the smoothies. Okay, go on.
It's an app that you download and it's like maybe $5 a month.
Yeah.
Like you can like pick what you pay. I'm like, Okay. Doing communism. Okay. And it like you link it to all your banks, which instantly I was like, no, you know, because it's you're
login,
just
you're 10 logins. Well,
I'm just sure if I link into my bank account, account's instantly drained, right? It just feels like how could that not be the case? But I just bravely went forth and I linked the accounts. And the idea is that it shows you, it's supposed to help with budgeting.
Yeah.
It's supposed to help with instantly they go, here are all your subscriptions.
Right.
Shit, I completely forgot. I was paying $70 a month for FUBU, which is a one of these streaming services that I once was like, I need to watch The Bachelor now. And you know, it was like, I signed up for a 30-day trial and was like, forgot. I mean, it hasn't been a year. $70 a month. These little things like guitar, like me when I was like, I want to learn guitar. It's like a guitar, you know, just all these apps.
Yeah, I have a piano app like that and a swimming app, swim something. And it's like where I was like, it's on.
And yeah, like it's my new not life, on. Yeah.
I was like Swim Pro and then like bought and
it's so, and then I texted. It's
exhausting.
I texted a friend. He thought he'd been spammed. Because I texted him, I just signed up for
Rocket Money.
Yeah, I just signed up for Rocket Money and I'm already saving money. Like, it automatically has canceled so many of my subscriptions.
Drone?
Like, hello? Yeah.
Was it Drone?
Yeah, it was.
It's funny.
But
seems like the kind of thing you'd share with him. Like, I don't know, there's something.
Oh, totally.
A couple of yentas.
It took like an hour and a half, but then I admit, I go, wow, look at me saving. Look at the savings pouring through. Anyway, but today, strange mood disorder, something, the weather, who knows?
Has descended?
Yeah, I'm convinced it'll lift. Yesterday afternoon, I was sailing.
Probably today, all those logins. Probably haven't found all that account information.
This, oh my God. I mean, it's really draining. Changed the password like 5 times today.
Ugh.
I refuse to engage with the automated password. It's like there's nothing more cliche than talking about how hard it is to keep track of your passwords in modern culture, but it truly is.
Nonetheless.
Eye retina scan, permanent inflammation. Yeah, I don't care.
Don't you just love putting your finger down?
Yeah, yeah. I want fingerprint retina. I don't care about the implications, the global implications. I just want the retinal scan so that I never have to enter in.
Get into your VUBU.
Yeah. So I don't have to.
Instantly. I paid full price for a celery juice this morning and I've begged for 2 juicers as promised.
Let's get the free juicers in here.
Okay. I just can barely even bring myself to sell them on why they need to send it. I'm just like, would you?
Just do it. Yeah.
I'm like, don't make me sign the press kit.
I know.
It's too hard.
I'm about to re-beg for Almond Cow because I realize I'm hemorrhaging $8 a week on cashew milk
on Elmhurst. What's the one you like? Elmhurst, yeah.
And so,
I always think of you.
I think I need the Almond Cow.
But the juicer makes nut milk.
Stop.
One of the juicers I looked up, slow masticating juicer, one of the two brands at least, either the Haram or the Omega.
Well, here we go, folks.
I'm like, it's like,
send it through,
on
you're going to get massive,
energy. Where does it come from?
Okay, here we go.
Because I've blasted myself to a point now with Celsius where I just drink it and I just can go to sleep immediately. There's nothing. It's over.
Why? I feel like Celsius doesn't even work on me anymore or something.
Exactly. So it's all, the receptors are done. They're gone. They're destroyed.
Energy comes from sleep and food, working out tragically. Yesterday worked out for the first, like I just really haven't been worked out yesterday. Energy levels through the roof.
Yeah.
I'm julienning vegetables, creating a gorgeous Asian inspired kelp noodle salad for lunch, making dressings. Energy, I haven't had energy for that in 10,000 years.
I did come flying back.
So that's simple.
Today I made some cabbage sauce, like wildly chopping cabbage. But I became terrified
by cutting boards, not only for sanitary reasons,
let me guess.
but the toxins. So I bought out of purchase a 3-piece caraway cutting board set today because I was like, I need new wooden cutting boards.
Okay,
and interesting. You know, free
and
from
wood
all
doesn't,
the issues.
Wood doesn't scare you for all the other reasons, it being completely porous, etc.
I know, but you can't do plastic because then you die in 10 days or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm convinced it's like antimicrobial wood.
Wood?
Microbial.
Let me guess, it's like, because it always was like, you know, one of those.
Wood.
Like,
well, by the way,
cereal
I was
being
at a restaurant
gluten-free
recently.
As ever.
Yeah, right, right.
Because they're made of rice.
I detest boards at restaurants when they present you with wood. And I actually had an experience recently where somebody served me locks on a board at a restaurant.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, this is not good, folks.
So I just got grossed out for the first time by the board at the restaurant. Like the board, the porous board.
The cheese board.
It's like someone else has
years
been like...
Years of hands.
Like their finger just like dragged. Swiping around on there. Drag, lick, drag, and lick again.
Oh, no.
It's vile. I'm thinking about quick pickling.
Oh, yeah. I've been worried about quick pickling
for 10 years.
Or just, can I do it? Am I going to start?
The brine? You tell me I got to heat something?
I had a quick pickling mania once where I had a book. I was like, fermentation, that's going to be my new life. And then got the thing, quickly fermented cabbage, how to flash ferment this.
Exactly.
Left the house, went to go get jars, came back.
Yeah.
Frozen in place at the sanitization requirement.
No. What?
So I have to put the jar in boiling water and kill myself. And then what happens if I do this incorrectly? I'm not at Cedars.
Oh,
I'm not at
I'm
not at a hospital lowering the jars in with sanitized. Like, so you want to tell me if what some bacteria happens in here, then what, sepsis for everyone I've ever met or something? I don't understand what the stakes feel too high. So we're going to the market, we're getting jarred kraut. I'm getting market grade daikon. I'm not doing this in the privacy of my home.
Not fermenting anything at home.
Yeah.
But that's the whole thing. Quick pickling, you heat up vinegar and like pour it over something. It's like just to get the flavor.
Yeah, that's cool.
That's not where you're getting
that's fun. With onions?
Yeah, yeah. Mm. Or I chopped up all this cabbage, not really sure what I was planning on doing with it. And then I threw it in a jar. But my new belief is routine.
I mean, so funny.
Literally, it's inventing the day every day. I used to call it freedom.
That's a good point.
I used to call it freedom. Okay. Now I know it's an existential hell.
Prison. Yeah.
Why not ride along on a series of things that you love and enjoy and nurture?
Well, loving and enjoy the thing. That's if you love and enjoy the routine, that's a whole different situation.
Yeah, but we all know it's like you feel great after you exercise. You don't do it the next day for some reason, right? It's like it has to take. It has to become where you're addicted to the habit.
Oh,
you have. But there's your body will do it for you if you just
do it,
right? I mean, I could slip out. The thing, I go one day without it, I'm
it's
at risk
over.
Of years.
Yeah. Totally.
Nothing can be there on a Monday and not on a Tuesday and expect to be there on a Wednesday in my life.
Or nothing can be there on a Monday, not on a Tuesday, not on a Wednesday, but back on Thursday, Friday.
Well, I'm saying it can't survive one day.
Fuck.
It's a risk. The second
it's a risk.
There can be suffer not one exception. I used to have that on my laptop.
That's intense.
I know. That's why I put it on my laptop. I was like, I'm done suffering exceptions to my principles.
Hacks is back for season 3, and so is the official Hacks podcast. In each episode, Hacks creators Lucia Aniello, Paul W. Downs, and Jen Statsky speak with cast and crew members to unpack the Emmy-winning comedy series. You'll hear Hannah Einbinder and Jean Smart speak to their on-screen dynamic, along with Hacks writer and actor Pat Regan, on how their improv experience helped them when shooting scenes and what it was like writing scripts for specific actors.
You'll also hear from crew members like the costume designers on what it was like creating the world that Deborah and Ava inhabit. Hear stories from the show's writer's room, on-set antics, and more. Watch Hacks streaming exclusively on Max and listen to the official Hacks podcast on Max or wherever you get your podcasts.
Can I rant for a sec?
Please.
Pay apps are way too public.
What happened?
Some rando hearted a payment from 5 months ago, and I realized people can see my entire history, who I'm paying, like full names. It's super weird.
Yeah, it's weird. How are you paying your friends then?
Apple Cash. It's all in messages. You can literally send cash like a text, and it stays between friends. Random people can't see it.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Shh.
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank. Member FDIC. Terms apply.
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes
I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true. And I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Thank God for the limits.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Looking for some amazing TV to stream? Sink into your couch and indulge with the hits on Hulu you can't miss. We're talking some of the greatest comedies of all time, absolute must-watch shows. Dive in with Barney, Ted, Robin, and the crew in How I Met Your Mother. All 9 seasons of How I Met Your Mother are now streaming on Hulu.
Don't want to find out how he met their mother? Then go back with the Dunphys, the Pritchetts, and the Pritchett-Tuckers in Modern Family. Start over with the Roses on Schitt's Creek.
And see what's up in the Kyle household in My Wife and Kids.
We're talking every episode and every season of these shows. We're talking huge hits streaming on Hulu whenever you're in the mood.
Can you even watch all this? We think so. Head on over to Hulu and start streaming today.
Now we're talking.
I want to watch a movie from the 1990s tonight. I want to watch a 90s movie.
What kind?
Oh, just the usual action thriller.
Yeah.
The
what was
only
the one I was supposed
way.
To watch? The bank one? Fuck.
Bank one.
Someone knows who's listening. Some financial thriller. Something about
that
a bank.
I watched?
Maybe I'm saying it's about a bank because there's men in suits in it.
Are you thinking of The Prestige that I told you
yeah.
to watch about magicians?
Yeah. Oh, it's magicians.
Men in suits.
Yeah, the real magic, bank culture.
The real man. The one who
the
can...
The real, now you see it, now you don't.
Yeah. I was saying the real man was a magician, but I don't know. I was following cadence above all. The real man, sense for mystery. I'm designing my own gym bag. I told you about that.
No, you didn't.
I think modular, it's coming. It has to happen. It's over. I need it. I'm building my own, and then people are going to see it and they're going to want it.
Wow.
And
what's
so
it, what's about it?
Well, it really depends upon your particular needs. Like a lot of these gym bags have a shoe trough. It's not enough.
Mm.
One shoe trough. That's not covering my needs. I need something that my sweaty unitard that's not even sweaty, just completely soaked through. Where's that go on the way home? Right now it goes into a plastic bag that goes in my other bag.
Mm.
Is that what I want? Do I want it in a mesh
when
thing on the
outside?
When do
you wash that?
So I dry it. It dries out at home. And it doesn't stink when it dries out. Because sweat isn't the problem.
Dries out where?
Currently I throw it over the banister.
Yeah, yeah.
Or I dry it outside. Let the courtyard cat look after it. Okay?
Yeah.
And then it goes in the hamper after it's dried.
Got it.
But I'm telling you, it doesn't smell fresh, but nothing fucked up happens to it if it dries true. Sweat doesn't have an odor. Bacteria does. That's why BO develops. It's the bacteria.
That's fucking disgusting.
I know, I'm sorry.
Myself.
Neosporin under the pits now. It's the only way to start fresh.
Really?
Well, I mean, in a pinch.
Can we put a call out to all hags who are doctors? I've heard about this, spraying Neosporin under your arms.
You have?
Yeah.
From me, right?
Was it you?
I think so. I mean, I don't
Could
say
be.
You do it every day. I'm saying like
no.
if someone's like, feels like they've quote got BO, you
okay,
could knock
like,
that
oh,
shit out.
Wow.
You could knock it out and start clean, start fresh.
I'm curious.
Wait a second. Is that catbird?
How'd you know?
Because one's coming for me.
Oh my God. Yeah, yeah. It's gorgeous. Jenny Slate has a line for catbird.
Yeah, it's a collab.
And she very kindly gifted us some of these necklaces and they're absolutely stunning. Beautiful.
Yeah. Beautiful. I can't wait to have mine. Then they can be friendship.
I know.
Shit, I should have gotten your name on it. Is yours engraved?
Yeah.
Your own initials? Don't tell
Kitty.
Me.
Kitty.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You went for your nickname.
I know. I didn't
your
know.
Familial nickname.
And then I thought of all the fun things you could get it engraved with. Yeah, like
jacking off.
Yeah, exactly. Or like
five characters. Well, no, it was like five characters.
What'd you do?
Four. Okay.
What'd you do?
Jan.
Yeah.
I panicked with indecision and I decided just fucking do it. I just said Jan.
God damn it. So no, I know. I was like, I could deliberate forever on that.
Yeah. Get very overwhelmed. Oh, by the way, at one of our Poog live shows,
yeah,
there was a stem cell biologist woman.
Yes.
And we got her name or something at the time, or we told her to email us or something. And I believe our editor has it. We're going to be reaching out. Okay. And if any, there are, and yes, I'll accept emails from other stem cell, but I want my own hag serum, stem cell hag serum. Yeah. And I want it now.
Yeah, totally.
I was thinking about the other night going, I just need my own, you know, imagine.
Your own stem.
Yeah. And I don't know. I want that going. I don't know. I'm just like, I was like, fuck, we missed our chance with that stem cell biologist we met.
It's never too late for stem.
I mean, wouldn't people love, sorry, but they would. Just having a gorgeous bottle of something quality.
Oh, of course.
Straight from
we
us.
We'll be launching their products inevitably.
God, it's going to all change.
I watched Killing Eve. I never watched it.
Oh,
you know this happens. You hear
have yet
you hear about a show,
it.
Start it tonight. You hear about this, everyone goes, oh, Killing Eve.
Yeah, yeah.
Why does that create a certain resistance, right?
I know,
the
it
movie
always does.
Everyone loves, the thing people
of
love,
course.
And then it becomes another chore. It becomes another responsibility that you have to take on. And then I was, of course, on a plane. Classic place, great to do
yes,
something
to go
that you can't do on Earth.
I'll put
and
it on.
I was absolutely gripped. Episode one
yeah.
ended. Boom Wars 2, Boom Wars
yeah,
3,
yeah.
Boom
Begging
Wars
for
4.
Two.
On
yeah,
all fours,
yeah.
Barking like a seal,
yeah.
Loving it. And then came home, signed up for a 7-day AMC trial.
Yeah.
Add-on to Amazon, which I since canceled. And completely.
Oh, you canceled it? You
watched, yeah, because
the program
I finished
and
the full
it?
Season. I finished the full season in probably two sit downs.
Interesting.
You have to start it tonight. It just is outrageously entertaining and well done.
Oh, love television.
And Jodie Comer.
Oh, yeah.
She's the real deal, folks.
Yeah.
I looked her up.
Yeah.
I go, excuse me, finding out she was like 25 or something insane when they shot it. Younger.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway.
That's fucking cool.
Here I am.
Ugh, a show.
Talking about how great a television show is that everyone already loves on my podcast.
I'm in a mood.
Yeah, yeah.
Why? 1 hour less of sleep last night? I mean, could that really be it?
I was thinking, I was like, you know, it's going to turn my mood around, a cocktail. And I was like, oh.
Yeah, I know.
I can
know.
Talk, because I truly, not to brag, don't struggle with substance dependence.
Yeah.
So then I feel really free to be like,
of course.
I need a spritz, you know?
I mean, it's not like if you, it's like, yeah, that's why you have a cocktail. Like, it's like you get the, because you get the good feeling.
Yeah.
But you're able to have it not ruin your life. Right?
Oh, I'm so,
so it's like,
God bless.
There it is.
So,
it's like,
yeah. I mean, if you're able to have the good feeling and not have it ruin your life, go for it.
Yeah. It's like, then you're going to take it.
Yeah. Yeah. Totally.
Like, you'd be insane not to.
Yeah.
Although glucose goddess is interesting. She's like, it's kind of, she's like, when people are like, which alcohol, you know, how can I get trashed? You know,
it's all
poison.
And
affect the blood sugar, you know,
yeah.
It's like, and she's like, I'm not going to give you the, like, which alcohol is the, you know, like, it's a poison, to be clear. Like,
it
you know
is
I mean?
Full
like,
poison.
And
yeah.
When you're eating much like dessert or whatever, like, you're eating for, like, when you're doing it for pleasure, then you're doing it for pleasure and
yeah,
enjoy.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
like,
exactly.
Whatever. Me paraphrasing the glucose goddess. I mean, honestly.
That's fine.
What have I become?
That's fine.
All I'm interested in is massaging my face. Okay. That's what I want to do with my life. Okay. Okay. Last night, getting in bed, I go, I watched a little bit of this. I sent you her video because, like, people are completely consumed with telling her that she got blepharoplasty or whatever.
Wait, you mean the beauty shaman?
No. The other one I sent you, Anastasia Fascia Beauty or whatever.
Okay, I haven't looked.
It got served to me and I was like, and like her account, a huge part of her account is just being like, when people say it was weight loss or you got surgery or it's Botox, you know, and I'm like, actually, I studied for 6 years with this guy and this guy and this guy. Okay. And
now my face is massaged.
Well, just like her face is different. Completely different.
Ooh.
I mean, I was worried when I sent it to you. You just thought I was sending you an arbitrary 6 years. Ritual.
Yeah.
It might not have been 6 years. Okay. But
about 5 minutes.
But she just very much changed, you know, stuff about her face. That
damn.
It looks completely different. And
that's cool.
And so people are getting on it. But like, I don't know. And last night I was like, I want to watch a little. I want to go on. I'm going to go on Instagram and go to her account and watch a few videos. And like, and I wasn't even doing the, like the massages because my hand's holding my phone.
Right, right, right.
It's just the.
I've fallen off squash up to get back in.
Not using your goddamn mitts.
Yeah, yeah. The mitts you can also awaken with.
Well, they're like, she's like, there's like the ones that are literally supposed to be just the light touch.
Yeah, light touch under the eyes.
Which is so hard for me.
That is true.
Friday at 4:10 is a
God, thank you.
Haunted hour.
Okay,
in a
this
way.
Is good. Friday at 4:10. Yeah, that is last night I was looking at the unbelievable sunset, right? Beautiful out.
Yeah.
I'm looking at it and I'm opening my computer screen to watch Killing Eve.
Yeah.
And it was kind of this that moment of decision. Okay, what do I do? Go outside and take in the natural beauty.
Mm.
And then I convinced myself, like, it's okay. You're appreciating it. You're choosing instead to draw the blinds and open the screen. But there's nothing more haunting than a beautiful day. It's like here I am, like looking outside and like, but I forced myself out for the walk, but it didn't take. That's what's scary. Because very often. That's what's
nightmare.
Scary because very often I want to say nine out of 10 times
take.
You go, I'm going on the walk. You go and 20 minutes in, you go, and
it's
thank gonna, God I did this and that.
Yeah.
Didn't take.
When it doesn't take.
That was hard.
That's like, you're like, this is not the evidence I need for next time I'm trying to motivate. I mean, that's the thing. We all
scary.
Remember several times trying the thing and it not doing much. I mean.
And then. A great line. Mm-hmm. I was listening to this Jungian life.
Oh, yeah.
And there was a little throwaway line. I'm like, well, that was good. Where it goes, yeah, well, Jung said, I just want to notice what is.
Mm.
And I was like, ooh, yeah, bitch. And then I go, I need to go deeper. And then I was like, I need to take adult education. I was like, I need to get certified in Jungian analysis.
Yeah.
Not with any desire to actually become an analyst, but for my own. I mean, where's the education? I could have been in school today.
But you could also become, you don't have to.
I just have
I think
to
you
read,
get the Jungian
join
education
a book club.
Without the how to manage the client. I mean, that inevitably
I don't need
be
the institution. Yeah, yeah. I don't want to go through the
there's
institution.
Yeah, I think there's a way. Yeah.
Meanwhile, I'm haggling on email with my Jungian analyst about my fee or his her fee.
You serious?
Yeah, a little bit.
Did she up it?
She invoiced me a little. I go, I don't think this is our fee, honey. I think you're adding a couple. Couple zeros.
And what'd she say?
She hasn't gotten back. It's a clerical issue. Yeah.
Oh, wait. Huge question. Budgeting. What are you learning from Rocket Money?
Well, it's only been the first
and
day.
What does budget mean to you? Because budget is a farmer in a land of hunters. See what I'm saying? I was reading more Hunter, the ADD Hunter.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Wait, what is it again? Yeah. Farmer in a land of hunters. Oh, yeah.
No. A hunter in
hunter
a world
in
of
the world of farmers. Yeah. Still confused, but yeah, I think for me it's so obvious. Well, this is the whole thing, my life changing, right? So this week I go life changing. I go cooking at home. I've been going, and by the way, I'm never gonna not eat out. All right,
yeah.
And
yeah,
even just now, I went,
yeah.
You know what? A little depressing today. 4 o'clock. I'm going out tonight. That's final. Okay, need to hemorrhage a little cash, but
on dinner specifically,
not even. I just want just go to a restaurant. But this week I was like. Getting back into food, I go, I'm going to become a farmer's market person.
Yeah.
The whole thing, I'm going to go to the farmer's market. I'm going to be meal prepping, right? I'm going to be prepping veggies so I can quickly assemble beautiful grain bowls in my home, right?
Yeah.
And I
yeah.
do think, I do, I'm still convinced it's happening. I can't go to the farmer's market this week, but next week, I swear to God, I'm doing
now,
it.
Now, I get overwhelmed at the farmer's market specifically. Now, okay, so I've been food prepping up a storm. Okay, that's not true. I rice cauliflower and I rice broccoli and then I sort of accidentally riced cabbage, okay?
Okay, okay but you put it into
and
a...
And now, well, I put it into the container. Caraway things, which are okay. like the nicest thing I own, I still
yeah,
believe.
Yeah, totally.
And then And then what else? Oh, I did a little light prepping of chopping dressings. Some mushrooms so they'd be ready to go tossing in.
Dressings, herbs, so, return to herbs. That's the headline of this week for me. A return to herbs. Parsley, cilantro, chopped up, okay. Mint. And I have herbs are the key to health. Herbs are the key to health.
By the way, celery brain health. Is an herb.
Are you serious?
It's not a vegetable, stop. According to...
Well, now I'm listening.
You know, whatever. Okay, but about celery.
Again, I was juicing celery every morning for weeks. So...
Yeah. No, no.
You don't get the benefits. You have to do it for 2 years.
By the way, I was thinking about it today because you were like, it's untenable. You're like, it's untenable. And I was like, I thought you meant like at first when you texted me about the celery juice morning, untenable, like philosophically, it's untenable. Like it does not hold. It does not hold. But then I realized you actually meant more like it's unsustainable.
That's what I meant.
Like I mean, I don't mean you use the wrong word. You know what I'm saying, right? No.
What I meant was that it's just that kind of, and this is where I get into trouble, right? Is the like religious commitment to a new habit that's going to change everything. And then it falls apart day 4 and then I'm plunged into despair. So it's like, I can't. So for a couple of days, the celery religion was, I was flying high and I was going, I look at this color. Okay. Drinking it with my partner. They're into it. We're having fun. Look at us with our celery.
I mean, we all remember lemon drink and I refuse to say that lemon drink's going away.
No, it's not going
away. Okay, it's all, so, okay. Flying high, the honeymoon period, right? Mm-hmm. That we believe in here, right? Shall continue. I refuse to give up the joy of the new, novel of the honeymoon, right? So I think it's just got to be cyclical where, you know, let's say we have 10 things that we are like, this is the secret. Okay. And we rotate them.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like February, we get excited about celery juice again and we go for it and it falls away.
And that's okay. It falls away.
And we go, you know what? It was lemon drink the whole time. Yeah, and then we do lemon drink until it falls away. And then we do the next one. And then over the course of a life, you're getting a lot of celery. You're getting a lot of lemon drink.
Okay. I see what you're saying. I see what you're saying. I like that.
We need cyclical. We fall off gua sha. We return to gua sha.
I like that. You're right.
We gua sha more than the average.
As we know, perfect is the enemy of good. Never forget it.
I was thinking about that yesterday or 2 days ago. I was in my kitchen. I remember where I was. Okay. And I remember walking. I remember the direction I was facing when I thought good is the enemy. When I thought, I go, perfect is the enemy of good. I go, but good's not good enough.
Yeah.
And then I go, perfect's the enemy of great. That's true too. And so I go, that's what I'm saying for myself now. Perfect's the enemy of great.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because great's good.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
What do you think about the word great?
Great.
Versus good. Let's just feel those for a second.
Great's a little rude. Good. I say great.
Right.
I say great more, but I think philosophically I'm more aligned with good.
Yeah.
But aesthetically, great hits something for me.
Well, great, and maybe it's just the royal associations.
Yeah.
But like sort of, you know.
Do you say great? I say great a lot. I feel like on text.
Great.
See you there. Great. Someone once said to me, don't say that to me or something. I was like, oh.
Are you serious?
Not like that, but like playfully, but kind of like don't. It's like, what? Never got over it, clearly.
I don't get it.
2 years later, never brought it up to them, never spoke of it ever.
I don't understand.
And it could have been a total misunderstanding.
Great. Were you like,
it was like,
you know,
wanted me to
bring me breakfast and bread and what?
It was like, yeah.
That you cut off the yes.
Like, how's that? No. Like, how's that? Da-da-da, sure. Meet there? Great. It's like, don't say great. Or something. I don't know.
And it was on text.
It was on text. But honestly, I can't get into...
I think that's a joke.
If I start...
I think they were joking.
If I start doing the forensics on that dynamic...
I think they were trying to be funny.
I don't. But who knows?
My God.
The things we'll never know.
How about you name them? That's a laugh.
Purity Vodka dropped off some vodka.
Oh,
some booze, beautiful
hear,
bottles.
And faceted bottles.
And beautiful bottles that, and it's the vodka that Jar uses in the lychee martini.
You heard him. The vodka for the lychee martini. And they were like, careful with this one.
Careful with this one. It's
like so strong.
Navy strength.
Yeah.
You got to drink this before officers. You're able to detonate bombs for no reason. Yeah. Yeah.
It's,
I guess the Navy don't, what do? They're out there doing submarine attacks. I don't know. I don't follow.
Well,
charting.
I mean,
who knows?
Ships, anything with a ship.
Ship stuff's crazy, man.
So is submarines, man.
What was the movie? Wasn't there a movie? Oh, there was a documentary about a murder on a submarine. You'll know about this.
Well,
the woman. Yeah, it's fucked up. He went down with her, murdered.
A murder.
See, this is what's terrifying. It's like, because I have seen several murder docs, not as many as you, but kind of the true crime. I've seen enough where I'm like, oh yeah, there was one. It was thrown up on HBO Max. I go, oh, sure. Click it instantly.
And was watched it true? It
probably before
this
bed.
This is, I call this getting maxed. Okay. Okay. Which is, so like HBO, so it's like Max, you know, like bought like all of HBO's content or whatever, right? And then like,
yeah.
And then it's,
except Doll and
Discovery ID Network, yeah. Mm-hmm. And all that shit, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm. I think. So like the ID Network is like some of my most beloved trash, right? Like, yeah. Like sort of beloved crime trash.
Like ship stuff. Murders. Yeah.
And so you'll be like,
Oceanic thrillers.
Ooh, what's this documentary on HBO Max?
Oh.
And then you put it on and you're like for a second thinking it's elevated.
It's not real.
And it's not elevated.
Okay.
You got maxed. Okay. Can you believe when I drop on them that's the meaning of their brand? Sleep is where it all happens. The repairs, the deep unconscious work. When I just want to keep watching TV, but I say, hey, I'll get up there, I'll put on my Hatch. It gets me to bed sooner.
I don't want to be on my phone anymore, and the Hatch helps me wind down and not be on my phone.
And aren't there so many things trying to keep us up at night?
Our endless to-do lists, social media, our favorite shows.
A million things don't want you to sleep. Hatch does.
Hatch helps you choose sleep and creative bedtime habits that make you feel better at night and energized in the morning.
In the morning, I'm gently awakened by the birds chirping right out of my hatch. The Hatch Restore helps you build sleep habits that make your unwind and wake routines simple and enjoyable. For a screen-free bedtime, even when your to-do list wants you to choose otherwise.
With a Hatch Plus subscription, you can unlock premium routine-building features.
Like Cue to Unwind, which signals you when it's time for bed. And Pillow Talk, an audio series, which is just like your favorite bedtime TV shows, without the screens that keep you up.
Right now, Hatch is offering our listeners $20 off your purchase of the Hatch Restore and free shipping at hatch.co/poog. Visit hatch.co/poog to get $20 off and free shipping. Hatch.co/poog.
Hacks is back for season 3, and so is the official Hacks podcast. In each episode, Hacks creators Lucia Aniello, Paul W. Downs, and Jen Statsky speak with cast and crew members to unpack the Emmy-winning comedy series. You'll hear Hannah Einbinder and Jean Smart speak to their on-screen dynamic, along with Hacks writer and actor Pat Regan, on how their improv experience helped them when shooting scenes and what it was like writing scripts for specific actors.
You'll also hear from crew members like the costume designers on what it was like creating the world that Deborah and Ava inhabit. Hear stories from the show's writer's room, on-set antics, and more. Watch Hacks streaming exclusively on Max, and listen to the official Hacks podcast on Max or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true, and I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Wow. Thank God for deliverance.
Every time I have like one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation, I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, guess what? I got a manicure.
I haven't gotten one in 2 years. Can you believe?
I can. So I did. This is going to sound very extravagant, everyone. So hold on to your seats. I had someone come to the house.
What?
Which, listen.
Okay,
listen.
First of all, no. I'm mad that I was not included in
the... So I've kept this like a secret, basically, because it's so extravagant. But I have to tell you something. The price is not much higher than a fancy manicure sure. in a salon. Okay.
Yeah, it's not about the price that people find extravagant, I think.
She
probably.
Comes in here, Anna, Russian. And she says to me, have you ever had a Russian manicure? I go, I don't know.
What? No. Yeah.
The most.
Then you haven't?
This manicure has lasted a month. And again, my nails are longer than
was
they
it a wreck?
Usually are. What?
A friend?
Yeah.
A friend's wreck? Yeah.
As usual, ran into a beautiful, successful actress.
No.
I said, God, your nails are great. She goes, oh, you need to go to her. She'll come to you.
Katarina?
And I go, how much, honey? She goes,
yeah,
it's not that bad.
Right.
What? I'm scared. I'm scared to say it. $100. Which, by the way, a manicure, is that shocking?
For a house visit? Okay. No, it's
a house visit. By the way, you go to one of these fucking salons. God bless them.
Yeah.
May they find whatever it is that they need. Because my God, right? We all read the articles. So, but you're in there.
Yeah.
I've been shocked by the bill. And this manicure was absolutely astonishing. I mean, it was God. Like, anyway, so then I go, I'm doing it again. It's been a month later. I'm going to call her up again.
God, I want to do
Rocket it. Rocket Money's not going to like the sound of this. New monthly expense.
I had all my things going through mint.com or whatever. Mm. Back in the day.
I signed up for that once back in the day.
You know, yeah. And budgeting. Don't love it.
Not a fan.
Yeah, I don't find it an inspiring approach. I prefer it's now and not now. It's I spent all the money. Oh shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or I think I got some.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
yeah.
Then there's three states. There's like, I think I'm okay. And then there's like, okay, I've kind of been pushing it and ignoring and not really looking. And I feel like it's gone, but maybe it's not. And then texting you. Gotta book some road dates.
I know.
Okay, I have a huge thing
by the
to
way,
say.
Jacqueline.
Pillow talk. Actually,
Pillow talk.
Pigment's not enough on me.
Oh,
look
wow.
Look at this.
I'll take it. But listen, yesterday, literally, because I was doing all this, I'm like, oh, look at the financials. I'm scared or you know, whatever.
Yeah.
I go, poog. We just want to say now, thank you all to all of you for listening because you're supporting us. And talk about, honey, the ground falls out from underneath you. Poog is the floor. Poog will support.
Remember when I said if all we had was the Christmas show?
Yeah.
We could live in a humble place together.
Yeah, totally.
Once a year, a couple shows, and just that's our budget.
Yeah. Chopping a lot of cabbage.
That makes it sound like the show makes a lot.
Exactly. It really does.
Does not.
To be clear, this industry, they robbed you.
In the end, Kate and I are paid an apple each. One Granny Smith, and we're out the door.
They roll the Granny Smith into the street and go, if you catch it, you can have it.
Yeah,
and you have to dodge cars.
If it's smashed, I hope you enjoy applesauce because we're not. No, but every time a hag buys a piece of merch. And,
yeah, I know.
I'm laughing about it because the kind of like, thanks for your support sort of model of podcasting and all that kind of stuff and like creator culture. Which, by the way, I've gone down a rabbit hole of creative culture where I'm like, we need to sell digital projects now. Digital
what does
products
that mean?
Now, Kate.
It's a digital product.
Like templates. Like, it's like a template.
What does that mean? Selling a template.
Like, I design a template
what?
That people like print out and put in their journal.
You're kidding. Okay. Are you serious?
No, Kate.
This is when like, I go, I'm old.
We are literal fools, Kate. We have a brand here, okay?
By the way, okay, formal call out, help us. If anyone here is a marketing genius wants to come on. By the way, you have to have huge credentials.
Formal call out.
Huge credentials.
Yeah. Enthusiasm will not carry, okay?
Yeah. We need someone to
Enthusiasm is the baseline.
We need someone who's like, I have 16 years. I'll take less than that of experience in the field. I don't even know what the field is, but I need someone to educate us
fast. You know
what I want? What do you mean the template? Write in your journal.
Okay. Basically, like, you know, at any given moment, right, there's like this rush of, you know, you can make quite a, okay, with this thing. And there's like a rush and then everyone does it and the market's flooded and it's whatever. Yeah. There are a couple people that keep, you know, that whatever. I don't know. Okay. But the point is, I was poking around. I started getting served some stuff on Instagram. And I was like, we are wildly undervaluing Boog slash
Daddy Gang
ourselves.
Like, take note.
Okay.
Take like a fucking lesson.
So here's what I want. I want someone who understands.
Can Alexandra Cooper like, save us?
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Okay. No, I want, there are some people I found. I saw a thing. I was like, we're starting an app. Okay. Did I text you about that? I said, we're starting an app.
You texted me something and I got stressed out because it was like, we got to build templates and apps. So we got, and I was like, oh no. I can't even.
No, keep. I think what I sent you was like, I built out a few models. Okay. But I'm like, I will not die in the dust.
I know. I know. Okay.
When there is nothing but opportunity. And I dare say that our template of a journal printout. Okay. Like,
whoa.
It's like,
but what is this? Who's doing this? The kids are printing out at their home.
That's just an example.
Computer? Okay, this is huge.
Yeah, but also digital templates, everything.
Oh, of course.
I don't even say like, I'm not even saying.
You sell a PDF for a dollar? Just can't even fathom what you're saying.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Okay.
It's not, doesn't even have to be the template. Okay.
Okay, this is good. Like, the theme of the week in my life has been asking for help. Help us. Marketing Genius needs someone. We'll pay you. I don't know how much, but I'll pay you. We'll figure it out.
Yeah, well, points. If
we need someone to
yourself.
Throw a bucket of cold ice water in our face, wake us up, slap us each across the cheek.
I'm awake. Okay. I'll slap you, Kate. Okay. Okay. But what I do want to say is I'm wide awake. Okay. I was designing websites for us wildly, as I always do. Okay. I'm always launching. Okay. But I'm like, we suffer from having too much. Okay. We have too much to offer.
No, I know.
Okay. Okay. If we had nothing but one line about mushrooms the whole time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. That would be enough. See what I'm saying? Okay. We are exploding with possibility. And yes, it must be high end. It cannot be trash. It will not be trash.
Okay. Great.
Okay? But we need to give the people what they need.
Tell us what you want. But then
actually, that's huge.
Okay. Tell us what you want. For those of you still listening to the episode,
you are
the ones that we need. Yeah.
What would you pay for?
Ooh.
And that sounds maybe...
Does it sound crass? I don't know.
It sounds like...
We gotta make a living.
I guess... Yeah. I guess like... I'm like, well, obviously people want hag serum, right?
Oh, yeah.
And I still stand by my idea that hag serum... one thing is hag serum and that formula can change. But there will be... Because it's got to be the latest and greatest. But then there will be hag 92, hag 93... Like if someone's like Hag 93.
What do you mean? Every year it's different?
Like works for me. Then you keep producing it. Like we update accordingly. If we decide wait, we were wrong. That was trash.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I can't believe the marketing worked on me. I said AG1 instead of Athletic Greens. That's marketing. That's the power of subliminal messaging.
Oh,
I just literally parroted what the ad wanted me to say.
How do you feel about the brand name AG1?
I don't like it.
Switch from Athletic Greens. It's the one is sort of like, hello? Like, you know what I mean? Like the one
it's a little condescending.
Out of
but
there.
By the way, I sent you on Instagram because every 6 months I wake up in a cold sweat going broccoli sprouts. This is the key to health, broccoli sprouts. Anti-carcinogen, powerful, nutritionally, insanely nutritionally.
You sent me broccoli
broccoli sprouts. And there's a whole thing about cycling them that you eat a pack of broccoli sprouts like 2 days a week and then like you live forever or something. It's something crazy.
Sprouts?
Organic
like
broccoli sprouts.
Not a broccoli. It's going to come in one of those plastic things.
Yes,
looks
sprouts.
Like.
That you have to eat that.
Oh, wait. I read.
What?
Okay, interesting. No, something about barley. Not barley, to be clear.
I know you wouldn't be peddling barley.
Almost like barley sprouts. Maybe it was barley sprouts. Chris goes, we're in Erewhon. And I pointed a box of pasta and it says like 100% wheat, one clean ingredient.
Yeah.
He just goes, what year is this? He goes, oh, let me get 13 grain bread.
Yeah.
Like I was like, you know what I mean? Like when we thought the number of grains
you know
bread
what,
could save
you know
us.
Like these self-important, people though who have a Jamba Juice and they run up to people at malls and they go, how many grams of sugar do you think is in? Or they have a frappuccino, they have a caramel macchiato in one hand, a Jamba Juice in the other, and they go,
oh, yeah.
We asked people, you know,
and they all said,
yeah, they couldn't believe it.
They couldn't believe
I panicked when I was waiting for a flight the other day, and I texted you in a hurry, what is your special Starbucks drink? Because I was...
Oh my God, and I forgot to respond. I got distracted.
Glazed over this entirely. I'm going to walk you through this very quickly. Got into a plane, sitting on the plane for 2 hours. They were like, couldn't figure out maintenance. 2 hours sitting on the tarmac. They deplane us. They go, okay, so I'm frozen. People are running to get
a Starbucks. You were alone, right?
Yes. They're running to get a Starbucks. Okay. They're running to Jamba Juice.
This is why I'm getting the blow by blow.
I see people coming back with items and I go, a cold drink? That would be so refreshing. Mm. I gather my strength to go toward the cold drink area. They boarded us, but then we took off and it was fine.
No.
But yeah. But the point is, I texted you panicked about what was the espresso drink that was fun.
That I would drink on the tour. It was iced espresso with a pump of sugar-free vanilla. Wait. I'm not done with the thing though. Okay, whatever. Hag serum, we know. Okay, that's the whole thing. And we will be doing that on the highest level, to be clear, should we do a product. I would love someone, if there is someone out there who truly is like the dark devil of algorithm marketing product, just
absolutely whore us out.
I want the darkest, rabid version of if you had nothing, like if you were the fucking dumbest bitches in the world. Okay, like we could make something.
It's
here.
So funny us trying to rub two nickels together.
It's
like the most like garish, like hideous thing we've ever done.
What, on the pod?
Yes.
Well, it's hysterical.
Oh God! By the way, people have reached out.
Clear.
People have reached out trying to help us. And we don't even have the energy to respond. We don't even have the ability. But that all changes now.
No, it's actually not. That's not actually it. It's for me. Again, yeah. I'll slap you. Okay. It's like, you know, it's, I want, yeah, it's, I don't know what I'm looking for, but I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. I've backed off it now. I'm afraid. I'm ashamed. I don't know what the question is.
I don't know the question. I don't know the answer.
But I got excited. The point is, I got to, oh, creator. It all came down. I started when I heard the word creator.
Okay. The light of the creator.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I said creator about something. And then I was, but I don't remember why I first said it. And then it reminded me, oh, I went down a rabbit hole.
It's interesting.
We need an app.
I don't have a problem with the term God, right? People say God. And again, that's because of how I was raised. I don't have baggage with the word God.
Yeah.
And people go, oh, you know, when people say spirit told me. That actually rubs me the wrong way. And by the way, I say this with love in my heart. I don't actually care. They're just
no,
funny.
It's like it's trying to like unguard it a little bit, but then it sounds a little like, who are we talking about here? Are we talking about guides? Are we talking about dead relatives? Like, gets a little,
there's a great,
a little confusing.
It's some rabbi, I don't know, something, but it's some phrase. And it's like, because, you know, one person's like, God, and it's like, I don't believe in God. And it's like, the God you don't believe in, I don't believe in that God either. That's fucking cool.
Yes.
I also,
that's exactly,
isn't that great? And then I had
the vibe.
I had a moment where I go, well,
that's exactly the vibe. and I think I deserve to make a template. All right.
We ruined Poog instantly to try to make money. Vibe check. Poog. Yeah. Can you imagine?
Oh, that would be actually a blast.
Like a bad
next
Poog?
Week.
Evil Poog?
What if next week?
We should launch Evil Poog.
Yeah.
And then that becomes the thing, well, that takes over.
Actually, yeah.
That is so funny. But I did have
a secondary experiment. Yeah. As long as your soul remains
evil
here,
Poog, and it costs
here.
$25 a month, but you get all access and we'll send you spread photos of our genitals.
Well, I got news for you.
I'll do an OnlyFans. We'll do you think I give a shit? Cash is cash.
I mean, I don't think $25 is wrong. I don't think $25 is evil.
Of course not. And if
I don't see my problem, Kate.
If you can't afford that, but it's stressing you out, it's totally understandable. It's evil Poog. It's for people that want to get dark with it. I got a text. Imagine this. I was like, God, I really am.
Vibe check.
I really, vibe check. Listen to this. I'm in New York City and I go, I guess I really am an actress living in Los Angeles, because I got a text and I say, my colonicist wants my numerologist's number. You know, when you find yourself slipping into those cliches.
Evil Poog.
And with that,
Sell out Poog.
I like Evil Poog. That's the
Definitely. I was just trying to go, okay, what does it look like? Because I'm
red.
Listening.
Instead of blue, it's red and there's blood dripping off the Poog logo.
Yes. And if it takes, it takes. As it, you know, if it leads, it leads. I mean, really, there, really, I guess what it should be is, yeah, there needs to be space for both. There needs to be space for both in this world so each can enjoy itself.
Yeah, exactly.
With a tiny dot of the other color inside each. Like a yin yang symbol.
Yeah, yeah.
Tiny dot of red must live in the blue. Tiny
we
dot
have to
of
integrate
blue
the shadow.
In
it's time to integrate the shadow with Poog.
Yeah, there's I mean, been a
repression. We've been doing
actually.
Shadow integration. The whole show is about integration sure. of the shadow, sure. I'd argue, but we have to do full evil Poog and yeah, not fear it
right.
anymore.
We need to do
I'm having major unblocking right now.
yeah.
All right.
No, evil Poog. Is that in studio? Is that where we go full on fucking us in chairs with two bobbleheads and shit?
Yeah, yeah. That's where we go full. We need ring lights. We need video cameras. We need to get fucking serious about this.
It'd be great.
Evil Poog, I can't fucking wait. Love you.
Love you.
That was Poog.
If you enjoyed Poog, please subscribe, rate, and review. If not, we will press charges.
And by the way, for Evil Poog, it's Katie and Jackie.
Oh my God.
Evil Poog
God.
Is Katie and Jackie. that's so good. So that's so good.
That's huge.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like $1 million.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old Richmond, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Tiffany Cross. Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.